fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday night. It's 8 p.m. Central Daylight Savings Time, and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio, listening to Common Sense Radio. We're streaming at fmtalk1065.com, or maybe you're at that cool app, TuneIn, on your smartphone, and you're listening while you're jogging or whatever it is you're doing. We are glad that you are with us, and we know why you're with us. You want to hear the truth. You want to filter through the propaganda, the fake news, and all the other nonsense out there that tries to distract us from the real things going on. And that's why you're here at Common Sense Radio. Don't forget to follow us on MeWe, me and the other 14 people. Get on there and follow us there. As always, we are here every week, and you are surprised that we return, that the FCC or in the FBI and whoever else hadn't found us out and taken us off the air. But that's because of the courage and perseverance of our young engineer who did not know what he was getting into when he volunteered to fill in for the great one, Mark Holliday, and that he would man that board. He did not know what sort of danger lurked out there, but he has faced it with courage and perseverance, and he keeps us on the air every week. Our soon-to-be award-winning young engineer from the University of Mobile, Ian Blair.
I like that touch of adding my university in there, Pete. What's going on, everybody? We're here. We're still here vibing. Sometimes it's going better than others, folks, but as Corey LeBounty, my man Corey LeBounty, likes to say, it's Ian Blair, your producer extraordinaire, behind the mic, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Very good. Yeah.
And you could tell that there's a, like, at least two generation gaps in the way he talks.
Yeah.
Which I get a kick out of. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like another
language. And, but fortunate for you, the listener, we have adult supervision in the studio. It's not just Ian and myself left to our devices. We have the director of quality assurance, the executive producer, head of the research department, co-host, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor is here with
us. Great to be here as always.
As always, it's wonderful to have you. Okay, it's a lot of different things. I didn't pick up anything that was any pretty big story, but a lot of different things. So we're going to hit a lot of different things. The one I want to start out with, Biden bumbles his way across Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, what an embarrassment.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't answer questions. He has to have cheat sheets wherever he goes. He can't do press conferences. Well, he can't get through anything. And then actually you watch the G7 people.
Yeah.
And it's like watching discarded scenes from the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Like we're in the capital city and they're up there, you know, in their little fancy dresses and their elbow bumping and going, we're going to have some caviar here on the Dover Cliffs while we let the poor eat cake or what.
It's
just
really
bad optics.
Harkens back to now, we definitely feel like it's Obama 3.0 because remember when. It's back to the goal is to appease the European elite rather than to do what's best for America.
Yes.
That's what it's just.
And when the Europeans are all giddy and happy and saying, we're so glad to have an American president in the club.
Right.
You know we're screwed.
Because
first of all, the Europeans are morons. Don't forget that. They have cute accents and they talk like they're smart, but they're morons. Okay, look at what they do to their countries. They're the ones who had two world wars that almost devastated the continent last
century. Well, and they know that our checkbook's open again. So
and they know the checkbook's open. That's why they're giddy. They're like,
So we're getting screwed, in other words. Yeah.
America got nothing. We're getting screwed. You know, the Germans are buying their, and that's where Trump had a point. The Germans are buying their fuel from the Russians now because of the pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline that Trump stopped. Biden said, "Oh, you can have that." Mm-hmm. Now think about how they either are stupid and incompetent, or they really just are playing us for suckers. He's headed over there, and he's going to meet Putin, but he gives up the pipeline 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he has like one bargaining chip, and he threw it away 2 weeks ago.
There's so much that doesn't add up about all this, too. And then with his exchanges with Putin, and then
Oh, Putin played him.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
oh, it was pathetic.
He ate him for lunch.
Isn't it great? Putin was up there. Yes. And yeah. We're worried about the human rights abuses on your border
so
and your human trafficking and how you shot an innocent woman in the Capitol, Ashley Babbitt.
It's funny how they
and
take...
Putin was just...
I know. They just take all their talking points.
But you didn't get that in the mainstream media.
Right.
But Putin was all over him and, you know, Bumbling Joe was just... It was just funny. Now, here's the thing. He went, I'm gonna tell old Vlad how it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And he goes over there and they have their meeting, you know. And Vladimir Putin comes out and has his press conference. Now, usually when they have these summits, they come out together and they do a press conference together.
Yeah, not
Did you
time.
Hear the fact that the Biden administration absolutely refused?
Well, yeah. Is it any wonder?
Why?
Well, did you see what happened with the CNN reporter?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why
they kept him in a basement
they
for the whole campaign.
Because whenever they let him get near reporters, they are all hand-picked reporters and questions. It's not an open press conference where people just get to throw. And they knew if they did the joint press conference with Putin, they couldn't control who might ask him a question.
Yeah.
They couldn't control it. And they also, the other thing, Putin is probably looking going, all right, I'm going to stay out here for as long as I can. I'm going to see how long this old man can stand here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Putin would have been out there. Yeah, I'll take another question. Joe, you want to stay? I'm going to order dinner in and see what happens.
Weakness.
Oh, it just exuded
and
weakness.
Such an embarrassment.
And he was supposed to also get some unity from the Europeans to start backing down the Chinese aggressive trade policies and the aggressive military activities by the Chinese. He got none of that because that's where the Europeans are also greedy Euro trash, because not only are they morons, unprincipled people, they're very greedy and they are all about making the money and they don't care what happens to their country, their people, the rights, global prosperity and peace. They don't care as long as they're making money.
Yeah.
And they wanted to be able to make money. And it doesn't matter if it's China or Iran. They want to be able to go make their money.
Yeah, of course.
And
they
so
do.
None of that happened there. Now, we're kind of making somewhat light of it. Not really. We're complaining about it. Not really making light. But there's a real danger here. And we're seeing this already over there.
Oh,
Remember we gave we're not paying attention to Hong Kong, right? Hong Kong, no, it's off the charts.
Yeah, we can't
now.
Talk
we
about
gave
those
it back. China.
Yeah.
Hong Kong police cracked down on a dissent this week, and there is a pro-democracy newspaper called the Apple Daily, and they went in and raided their offices and arrested their five executives. Now, you don't hear about any of that, but that was dissent and pro-democracy in Hong Kong. Don't hear about it. China's got their iron fist on it. You don't hear about it. And I bought that to lead in. Senator Ted Cruz said of the trip that weakness, our enemies are watching that weakness, right? They see it. They understand it. There's an opening. And what he said, there's a distressingly high possibility that China invades Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
And a real possibility that Iran has a nuke before 2025.
Let's back up. Remember, also it came out, Biden gave him the list of things he wasn't allowed to hack, infrastructure things.
Yes. So he gave him the target list.
Yes.
So what do you want to bet?
So you go. It's like if you're talking about diplomacy, allies, enemies. Okay, you want your allies to be able to predict your next move.
Yes.
Not your enemy.
Right. So you tell your enemy what you shouldn't do, and which is a list of what they will do. It's crazy. But we're in a very dangerous position here. And I actually had – I said this once before on the radio a few weeks ago, months ago. I had lunch with an admiral, retired admiral, and he mentioned to me one of his fears for our Navy is that there would be an incident in the South China Sea where the Chinese kind of did to us like they did the Stark. They'd fire on us and say, oh, it was a mistake. We thought you were doing something. And we would take the hit and not do anything.
Yeah.
Look, we are so weak. If China was ever going to invade Taiwan and take it back, and they've been talking about it for a long time, they've been patiently waiting, now is the time.
Oh, yeah.
With Biden in the White House And our military is totally focused on looking for white hoods somewhere in the military that have been gone for half a century. They're totally focused on wokeism and not war fighting.
And it's all made up. And now, China's going, we'll bring it up later. But yeah, now it's looking like it's all been orchestrated.
It does look like it's all been orchestrated. Yep. So, I mean, do not be surprised if the Chinese attack Taiwan and take it back and bring its as they call, rogue province to heel. Because what are we going to do? We're going to do nothing. With Biden in office, nothing. And they're going to do it before Trump comes back in 24. That's assuming he does. Anyway, look, we got lines open. We'll take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Common Sense Radio, we've been talking about Biden bumbling across Europe and embarrassing us and emboldening our enemies as he goes. And he's also said some really dumb things here. I mean, he said slavery continues to take a toll on the U.S. after signing the Juneteenth law to make Juneteenth a federal holiday, which it's been a holiday in Texas forever because that's, you know, it was in Galveston. But he says all that, but it's kind of like you say slavery from over 150 years ago is still taking a toll. What about the slavery and human trafficking at the border? What about that?
Well, let's talk about that.
There is real slavery and human trafficking. I mean, they're talking about the families being separated. The kids, what's really happening, those kids are being sold and rented to people to get across the border. And then there's young girls are being sold into prostitution. Young boys are coming across to work off their debt. They have to go work for the gangs and do whatever drug running or stealing or whatever it is the gangs want them to do. They got to work. It's slavery right now, and it's all being supported, not just condoned, advanced by the Biden administration.
Yeah.
And he's talking about...
And don't forget, like, our friends in Yemen, they make their way to the border, too.
Oh, it's
not just...
It's everybody. This is like 100... What's, or not 100. It's like 75 countries are coming across the border. It's crazy. And then the other thing down at the border I wanted to get at, did you know, not only do we have people coming across the border, but if you can get on the list pending an asylum hearing... That the Biden administration is now giving your family plane tickets to join you while you wait?
That's what someone
They're literally airlifting illegal immigrant families to join whoever got across the border somehow got on an asylum hearing pending list.
I've been curious.
So now we're paying
to
fly them in. They're not even just walking in. We're paying to fly them in.
Can you answer this? Like, what defines asylum? Like, I mean, or being a refugee. I always thought, like, you're in danger of your life.
It had to be a political oppression or danger of your life, right? That if you went back, you would be killed.
Just because you live
not
in,
because
like,
you were a murderer, but because of your religious beliefs or political beliefs, you'd be killed.
And so just some extreme like, because you live oppression. In a poor, crappy place, that's
now,
not necessarily, like, a danger, is it?
Right, no. I mean, economic disadvantages and crime. Anything you don't like.
Well, I was going to say, it just seems like anything you don't like.
No. Yes.
So, like, if you
don't like the new president of Guatemala, I want to leave. I need asylum.
That's wrong. I
no,
mean, like,
that's
I've
crazy
just
wrong.
Always thought, like, why are we not being a little more
definitive? But I know we want to move on to Israel, but let's take the call real quick in case we're changing topics. Who do we got on the line here? Common Sense Radio.
Hey, this is Bob. I'm just wondering what the impact in Alabama is. How many kids in our school are we taxpayers supporting?
Well, it's a good thing you brought that up because I actually heard today, like Pete was talking about, they're kind of airlifting and dropping. They're purposefully dropping into red states. So what's probably going to happen, we're not going to really know until we're so far down the line. And all of a sudden, the school system's overwhelmed.
The best numbers would come from the school districts.
You would think.
If you could get them.
They know how many kids are illegal. When you go sign up and you bring your papers and you tell them you don't have a birth certificate or you've got a birth certificate from Guatemala.
Yes.
It's kind of obvious you're not a citizen.
Right. I bet it's very hard to actually dig those numbers
up. Really, really hard to get. Just like try to get the numbers for how many people are receiving food stamps or Section 8.
Yeah.
You don't know. It should be public information. It's our money, but nobody can find the information. How many people are getting that kind of thing? But that's a really good point, and you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard any lately around here.
Never mind nationwide. What's it costing us right here at home? What's it costing Mobile County?
Exactly. That's a great question, and I'm sure there is.
You can look around and see changes. I mean, in certain communities, for sure. I think they probably just cover those numbers up on purpose. I think it'd be really hard to get them.
It's not
if you want a quick survey when you're in a store and you're not hearing a whole lot of English, yell La Migra and see who scatters.
Oh, right.
But see, there are enclaves, and I don't have anything against enclaves of ethnic people gathering.
No, we all came from. I mean, unless your name's Running Bear, we all came from somewhere else.
But exactly. I mean,
we came the right way.
Right. My parents were German immigrants, but what I'm thinking about is I go to North Carolina a lot, and I drive through Greenville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And when you drive through the backside of on White Horse Road in Greenville, North Carolina, there's like a 5-mile stretch, and almost everything is in Spanish.
Right.
Exactly.
They have a huge Hispanic population right there, and I see little tiendas popping up around South Alabama County, but I've never seen a whole section of town.
Yeah, but they are popping up.
Here,
yeah,
I'm sure we have plenty.
No, they are. There's popping up. There's one, and I know a couple in Tillman's Corner. There's one now in Skyland Shopping Center right below my house. There's a little tienda there. So, I mean,
been one in Saraland forever.
Yeah.
And you
can
just feel it. I know we hear the word infrastructure, but again, like, think about the roads and how crowded they are. Have you ever just stopped to think, like, well, the roads aren't holding all legal people? There's all kinds. I mean, it's just everything's starting to burst at the seams.
Yes.
Just there's too many people, and you can feel it.
And I like immigration, but it's got to be legal. And there is a way to fix it, because there are people who want to come and work, and that's fine. But we need to do it legally, and we need to know who's coming for security, but also doing it legally.
You have to show that you're going to be able to maintain yourself, or somebody's going to take care of you or whatever, not that you're going to come and live off the government.
Right, right.
Like in Ellis Island.
Ellis Island.
You had to prove that you had relatives.
If you showed up and you were sick, they turned you around. They sent you back.
Yeah, we're not even checking, and I can tell you in a lot of the border areas, TB is widespread.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up from the south, and, having moved here from Arizona, I asked my doctor how often, I should be getting a TB test, and she looked at me like I had two heads.
Yeah.
She said, well, we almost never do them here. Is there a reason you need one? And, I just backed up and explained. She said, no, we haven't had a need for that here. I couldn't tell you the last time.
Yeah, but I bet in Arizona and California you do.
You're not kidding, you do.
Because I can't remember now, just in the last couple of years, they were talking about how in Los Angeles, all of a sudden, they're having TB all places where they thought they didn't have it anymore.
Well, and again, if anyone is against mandates toward any vaccine, it's really hard for the government to hold their water here. You know, when you're basically inviting hordes of people across the border, you're not testing them for anything, but yet you're going
to
tell me, a legal citizen, if you want to fly on this airport, you better get a shot.
And
that don't hold water.
They're not even
getting
tested. They're just hitting their border. No vaccines, no shots,
no
tested. Just come on in, get on the bus or the plane now, and we're going to take you to a hotel.
There's lots of other things they ought to be testing for.
Exactly.
Yes, plenty. Bob, thank you so much for listening,
call.
And thank you for the call. You've blown up our phone lines. We appreciate that.
My solution for all of it is on my bumper. Joe and the hoe got to go.
Oh, I love it. All right, you need to sell those. All right, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to line two. Who do we have? Common Sense Radio.
Hey, Kevin in Mobile. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
Kevin, what
do
you got for us?
Good. Well, the gentleman you was having there talking about the illegal immigration right here. I like the way they want to PC everything. They're illegal immigrants. They're illegal aliens right there. My grandfather came in. His parents came in legally. Okay, if you come in legally to my country right there and become an American citizen, that is the way to do it. We have a way and a process to become an American.
Right.
A hyphenated American, an American. what he's talking about with all the diseases that are bringing in right there. How many of these people are going to the higher-ups there? How many are going to Pelosi? How many are going to Chuck Schumer's house? Zero. Why don't we just take them on a bus, dump them out in their front yard, and say, here's your new home. Camp out and squat here. How long would that last?
You know, oh, no, they have walls around their houses.
In Texas and Arizona and New Mexico, all around there, right? They're being inundated. You know, you'll see them coming on TV saying, look, my house is being broken into. My cars are being broken into. My livestock is being stolen. There's a problem. And at least there's a couple of governors, including Texas governor, says, hey, you know what? You're going to finish building the wall, this beautiful, great
wall.
That's
right. Is on my list tonight?
The check and balance is whether the federal government does anything, whatever.
Texas is going to build their
right there.
Yeah, Texas is going to go ahead and build their wall. And what I was going to also say is what you're talking about, those people suffering along those borders. A lot of those are Democrat counties who are now going, wait a minute, we can't handle this anymore. It's gotten too bad. And I don't know if you saw the news last week, but McAllen, Texas, which is way down there near the point near Brownsville, that hadn't had a Republican mayor in decades, just elected a Republican mayor because they're tired of the bad policies.
Right.
Well, that's what people need to understand. I mean, the Democrats for the last 50-plus, 60 years have been singing the same old song and dance. We're going to promise you this, do that, and they do nothing. It's the do-nothing party right there. Listen, you know, we have just as many bad Republicans out there, too.
Yes.
Let me tell you what. At least we are trying to fix problems right there rather than create problems. You know, let's take another $1 trillion and throw it down the deep hole instead of securing our borders. Because what's going to happen is everybody's right now about COVID, but like the gentleman talked about, TB, smallpox, you know, syphilis, all these things that are coming over here, they're going to be hitting these people, and that's going to be a burden
that's
on
right.
the taxpayer again.
Hey.
So what we need to do is deploy the National Guard and send them back.
Yep. Kevin, we're on the hard break. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling, folks. All right. We will be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And at the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor. Look, the housing market is hot. If you're out there looking to buy a home or particularly your dream home, you better be pre-approved. You better be qualified. You better have finance locked and loaded and ready to go. Where do you go? You go to Mission First Mortgage. Mission First. That is their mission, is you. That's what their first mission is, you. They're mission-focused, mission-oriented, and it's all on your financing and your ability to purchase the home that you want a home to buy and maybe your dream home or whatever it is. You need to go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or look, it's run by an old Marine. He gets it. He's mission-focused, mission-oriented, and he runs a tight ship over there, even though Marines don't really like ships. But give Ryan a call at 251-289-1141. 289-1141. Get him. They will get you qualified for the most you possibly can get qualified for, pre-approved, have that financing later, and then when you go to buy that house, boom, take it right out. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th President, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
If we ask ourselves what has held our nation together, what has given it the strength to endure and the spirit to achieve, we find the answer in our families and those basic family values of work, hope, charity, faith, and love. So it's appropriate that this year Father's Day falls on the same weekend as Flag Day. Or in commemorating fatherhood, we're also expressing a basic truth about America. What does fatherhood mean today in America? I guess the same as it always has. Fatherhood can sometimes be walking the floor at midnight with a baby that can't sleep. More likely, fatherhood is repairing a bicycle wheel for the umpteenth time, knowing that it won't last the afternoon. Fatherhood is guiding a youth through the wilderness of adolescence toward adulthood. Fatherhood is holding tight when all seems to be falling apart, and is letting go when it is time to part. Fatherhood is long hours at the blast furnace or in the fields, behind the wheel or in front of a computer screen, working a 12-hour shift or doing a 6-month tour of duty. It's giving one's all from the break of day to its end on the job, in the house, but most of all, in the heart. Now, if you're thinking, look who's talking, he's a father himself, well, that's right. But on today, I think we could all remember, this weekend at least, that every father is also a son. So on this day for fathers, we too say thanks to America's dads for the labor and legacy of our families and our freedoms.
All right. That is Ronald Wilson Reagan on the 14th of June, 1986, almost exactly 35 years ago. Flag Day was for y'all this past Monday, and Father's Day is coming up, I think, this Sunday. And I picked this one to go along with this week's column, As Beta Males Rise, America Falls. And you can find that at renewamerica.com. That's renewamerica.com. And I highly recommend it's my Father's Day column, and it just talks about we got to stop raising weak males. America was founded by alpha males, and it requires alpha males to endure. And we are raising beta males who are indecisive, indifferent, lazy, and weak. Mm-hmm. They have no interest in the odd thing about so many of these beta males that we see all over the place, they have no interest in contributing anything. Right. They have no interest in even participating, much less contributing.
It's more like,
it's all virtual. They don't want to do anything physical. They don't want to interact with humans. They just want to play games.
They don't want to make a decision.
They don't want to make. They're afraid to lead, but they're loath to follow. Mm-hmm. They don't want to follow either. I mean, mm-hmm. You got to read it. Go to renewamerica.com. As beta males rise, America falls, and it winds up saying that we applaud those men who are still, you know, consistently and unceremoniously doing their jobs, providing for their families, protecting their communities. I mean, I go into all this stuff like we know about the deadbeat dads, but the new thing that's driving me nuts is watching all these videos of elderly people getting mauled and attacked on the streets.
Yeah.
And the beta male just goes, oh, I'll post a video. What?
Yeah. Are you sitting there?
Jump up and stop that guy from beating the old lady.
The dude was like, he had to be 350 pounds. He like pulled up and just started beating the crap out of this lady pumping gas.
Yeah.
And like all the store, there was like two store clerks. They all just stood there and watched.
And video.
And granted, he was a big guy, but there was like three or four of them by the time. Yeah, and they just stood there.
Well, it was like the guy that punched the
so
Asian
weird.
Woman in the face.
It's almost like, and I think it's these phones have made people kind of hypnotized.
And the two guys sitting at the table where the poor woman was punched in the sidewalk, they just turned around with their little video phones going, oh, look at that. What? Jump up, do something. So anyway, go check out As Beta Males Rise, America Falls.
Something not completely unrelated from your beta male article. Did you see what's happening with Victoria's Secret?
Oh, I saw the picture and I couldn't click on it.
It's not going to help more alpha males come out of the woodwork. So basically, they're getting rid of their angels.
Right, there's no
angels. Which is having the trademark of
their trademark of their annual thing.
Their lingerie product. They've had it for multi-decades now. Now it's going to be the purple hair gal, soccer girl that hates
America. Rapinoe. Megan Rapinoe is now the spokesman.
No more beautiful women models. It's going to be
plus sized, and trans, right?
And the girl, yeah,
and trans,
pretty
right?
Much no more pretty girls.
So they got so they're going to be wearing the banana baskets out there for you.
We don't know, but again, it's just a sign of the times. Like, what is happening? What's happening?
Yeah, no, when Victoria's Secret's gone,
the alpha males
are leaving.
There should be no more alpha males.
They're leaving.
Right.
All right, look, LD the Mad Trucker's been holding patiently. LD, what do you got for us?
Two quick things, Pete. One, the reason why these people are being allowed to flood into the border is because the Democrats are running out of votes, plain and simple.
Yes.
Why do you think they want teenagers? Because when Joe Biden comes up for election, they want to have a lockdown support in Texas. All the states that they're weak in, they want these people legalized and ready to vote.
That's
exactly
right.
What it is.
That is exactly what it is.
I agree, and I think they are – we need to – again, I've been harking on this. I'm going to keep going. We need to watch our state legislatures.
Oh,
yes. We need to watch our local governments because, mark it down, they're not going to dump these places into the blue cities, blue states that have already wrecked all their economies.
They're going to dump them
in the red states, and then they've marked it for that reason he just mentioned. They know when it comes election time – they've just wiped out some of the red voter base.
No. Illegal.
They know what they're doing.
LD, you're right. Illegal immigration is nothing more than a Democrat voter drive.
Yeah. And here's the thing. A house without a father will not stand.
Yes.
It just won't.
You're absolutely right.
You can say you can have two males, then you don't have a mother. You can have a male, a female, then you don't have a father. And it just doesn't work. If it wasn't for my father, I wouldn't be the man I was today. Because if I would have hung around my mother, I'd probably be still sitting at home playing a video game.
Yeah. Well, there's some pretty tough mothers out there, too. If you've ever met Mamaw.
It's still the unit of a healthy society.
No, it is the unit. The basing building block of every community is a sturdy family, and then you have a strong community, which makes a great nation. That's how it works, and that's why they're attacking the basic building blocks. Okay, we got some texts in. James from Florida said that Governor DeSantis is sending Florida law enforcement to Texas to help secure the border. And then let's see. Okay, we got another call in here. Let's see who we have. Common Sense Radio.
Hey, this is Lou.
Lou, what do you got for us?
Hey, I think you ought to check out an organization called Rapid Deployment, Inc.
Rapid Deployment, Inc., okay.
Yes, they're being pumped with money to relocate all of these illegal aliens, and along with Catholic Charities and others, to relocate them. And you need to check those guys out.
Well, and you know there's something going on both sides of the border. Because we've been watching when they cross the Rio Grande and stuff. There's some very elderly and some very obese people wading across. And you know they did not walk 1,000 miles from wherever.
No.
Somebody paid to get them that far. Then they have to walk across. And then you're saying people like Rapid Deployment, Inc. pick them up on this side and are helping disperse them through our nation?
Well, yeah, and he mentioned.
Yeah, and guess where they're dispersing them?
Red states.
There you got it.
Catholic Social Services definitely is in the tank. They're making so much money off of this. And again, we're like, why isn't somebody at the border? Remember how we said, you know, if you opened a business, we were talking about the Popeye's chicken sandwich thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like so many people. You know, that wasn't a crisis. That was success.
Yes, that was success.
And so that's why. But they're not upset.
But you know they're organized. I mean, who shows up with the border and then all of a sudden you see a couple hundred people with Biden, please let us in T-shirts?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, come on. That was organized.
Yes, and it's there are underground railroads established from down there that would rival, you know,
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Now, there's a lot of people and a lot of money going into bringing – it's an attack, literally. What it is, it's an orchestrated attack in the United States, and there is all sorts of money funneling into these non-governmental organizations, parading around as nonprofits to help those people come here illegally.
Yep.
That's what's happening. And the cartels are making $25 million a week.
And, looking back – we have short memories because all of this happened with the boat people out of Vietnam.
Yep.
Many of them settled right down here in Bala Battery, were bought in and were settled in through Catholic Charities and other religious organizations.
I'm okay with bringing people who are in need and refugees and stuff, but this is out of control. It's totally out of control.
Exactly.
And we don't even know who's coming in.
All right, buddy.
All right, Lou. Thanks for calling in. There goes the president of the South Alabama Veterans Council. And look, we got somebody, Travis, I think, texted in. McCloskey's in St. Louis accepted a guilty charge to misdemeanors and loss of weapons.
I saw that.
Governor Parsons should pardon immediately. Not good for guns. I saw the headline. I haven't read it, but I'm guessing they had so much pressure and so many legal bills that they said, look, let's just do this so we can end this. That's how they pressure you. That was Travis. Thank you. Oh, this is Pig Slop. You forgot to include Boy Next Door and Firstborn with your alpha male suggestion.
What?
This is that liberal who sends those sort of obtuse texts that we have to decipher. The Pig Slop part I get. Okay, you don't like it, but you forgot to include Boy Next Door and Firstborn with your alpha male. Okay, you got to explain that one, Pig Slop. Send it in. And Dave from Gulf Shores. Okay, we'll have to hold that one. It's too long. And Grant says, what did Grant say? US, US, it's, US. No, way no, to go, just, Grant. All right, Dave from Gulf Shores. We'll get back. We'll be right back. calls and text line 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Grant sent us a link to a cool video. He says, watch the link of the video, straight awesome. Independence Day is near. God bless America and all the people who died and who let us live here in this free country. Said something about a dude pulls a musket, son, at the end of the video, dressed like a patriot fighting against the British. Just awesome. Yes. That's one of the things I address in my column this week, as beta males rise and America falls. We don't really teach the real hardships of history, what we've endured, and what has had, what we, the challenge we've had to face, the deprivations we've had to suffer to achieve freedom and preserve freedom, and what people have done to protect it. So Grant, we'll check that out. And Dave from Gulf Shores, as a Reagan quote through the years, through the years, Hispanic American citizens have risen to the call of duty in defense of liberty and freedom. Their bravery is well known and has been demonstrated time and again, dating back to the aid rendered by General Bernardo de Galvez during the American Revolution. And that is true. Nobody disputes that. I am from Texas, grew up there. And see, the interesting thing, my parents were German immigrants. So my Hispanic friends had been in Texas 6, 7, 8 generations. Yeah. I mean, they were there. They were Texans. They'd been there, but they had strong families, and they had lineage that went back 6, 7, 8 generations. So there's Hispanics been in Texas for centuries. They fought at the Alamo. Nobody says Hispanics are not, that we don't want. We want everybody who wants to be an American. I don't care what race, creed, ethnic. If you want to be an American, you can be an American.
Look, at this point, we know the truth. And Trump had it handled, to be quite honest.
Right.
It was going in the right direction.
And there's people still
trying. But
now
we know it's not about that anymore. We know.
No. And actually, the problem with illegal immigration, it's not that letting these people in and what they do to the burden they put on our economy. They're being exploited.
Right.
They're being totally exploited.
Speaking of being exploited, I have something I'm going to have to break in and grab. It's super important. And this is for our audience. It's a little assignment. Listen carefully, folks. If you have, we're totally switching topics to health, freedom, choice. There's a group of nurses in Texas. They refuse to get the COVID vaccine because they know it's dangerous. Many of them already had COVID. They think they're naturally immune. They don't have a job now.
Right, they got fired.
And they all walked off.
Was that the Methodist University?
Yes, sir.
Or Methodist
Hospital?
And
then this crooked judge just tossed it out.
Oh, you don't have standing? Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was. Anyway, what I would like for this audience, if you can hear me talking right now, if you don't want to call in, just text. If you have if you have a job and you're being threatened in any way about the vaccine or any vaccine, if you're like these nurses in Texas, we are building an alliance here, right here in South Alabama.
Woohoo!
There's some things in the works to keep a never again type bill eventually, where these type of things, even if we get an appeal or something, we need it where it won't happen again.
Right.
So again, I know it's a touchy subject. People are scared to lose their jobs. We're not going to expose anybody, but we do need to gather groups of people.
Right.
To go back to our legislatures and say, hey, we're real people. We're working and paying taxes in these South Alabama counties, and we need to get busy.
Right.
So you can text us in. Again, we'll protect your identity. We just need to get a list of people going that could, you know, call in, share your story. No one's going to know who you are. But you're not alone, and
around,
it's happening. Yeah.
Japan put it out. They made it today that they're going to require vaccine passports to get on aircraft in Japan.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. And here's the thing.
Because they don't really care about freedom outside of the United States.
Right. But again, when your millstone's taken from you, you don't have freedom.
Right.
And again, we know enough now with the Fauci email. So much has been a crock. And again, we know a natural immunity works. And if you're a nurse, you probably had COVID.
Probably got exposed.
And you don't have to have these experimental vaccines. I mean, no. They still haven't been approved.
No, they're not approved. And why would you give it to healthy people who have a 0.02% or 99.6% chance of surviving.
And again,
why
this
would
isn't
you take
for like people in our audience. If you've had the vaccine and you're glad you had, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about freedom and the loss of it. And when the government mandates something that you have to do with your body, it's back to my body,
scary.
My choice. So again, we're looking for people. I'm working personally on a team, and so
God bless you.
Let
for
us
that.
Know. Text in
because it is about freedom. Look, if you want the vaccine to protect yourself, it's available, and they have all sorts of vaccines, medicines out there to help you with whatever. But you shouldn't be required to have to take anything.
And
when the
now,
government starts insisting everybody take it, you got to start wondering.
And you're giving out
ice cream and lap dances. Come on now.
Something's up.
Something's up.
Yeah, anyway,
there's something up.
Sorry to derail, but that was important. Yeah.
Yes, I'm glad you got that out. We wanted, we're going to do it. We skipped over. Netanyahu is out.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
And they.
After 12 years.
12 years of being the prime minister, he's out. And that's probably dangerous for Israel, probably dangerous for the Middle East, probably dangerous for us.
Well,
so
we don't know.
Now, you know a little bit about the guy they got in. I never heard of this guy.
Yes, his name's Naftali Bennett. He actually served in the IDF just like, you know, over there, they are more alpha male.
Yeah.
In Israel.
Well, and almost
not,
everybody serves.
It's just, and you, folks, you'll need to do a little homework on how the Israeli parliament works, the Knesset. We have two parties. They have more than that.
They have 283.
It's like 61 seats, and they're all made up because they have such an Arab population there. So some are like your Muslim Arabs. You have a left wing. You have a right wing. Then you have a couple things in the middle. The party that Bibi, it was called the Likud.
Likud, yeah.
And it reigned for a while. But again, they have elections more frequently, so it doesn't mean that Bibi can't come back. He might.
Right. Because they don't have set elections.
It's
whenever,
very different. You have to. I mean, I had to study
you can get
it again.
They can call an election.
Yes, like it could be tomorrow. I mean,
they could literally have a vote and call an election.
But again, what happens in Israel affects the world.
Yes.
And so, hopefully, this guy, he might be okay, but he's aligned with some lefties.
A lot of lefties.
And a lot of Muslims.
So
we
careful.
Don't know. I mean, it's just a time to educate yourself about it. Yeah.
Okay, look, there's a whole bunch of different things going on out there. Keep your eye on the Arizona Senate audit of Maricopa County. They are getting close to the end of that, and I think there's going to be some very eye-opening revelations. The DOJ is still contemplating an intervention. But look, the stuff is coming out. The Georgia Secretary of State team, they're now from Freedom of Information, fighting emails and stuff where the Secretary of State in Georgia, old Raffensperger, who said it was a perfect election, his team were saying, oh my gosh, there's really bad, bad problems in Fulton County. We got bad, bad problems. And then he comes out after that. Oh no, there's no problem. It's perfect. The Michigan Secretary of State candidate for Secretary of State delivers 7,500 affidavits demanding a forensic election or a forensic audit, rather, in Michigan. Of course, the dishonest Democrat who's the Secretary of State there will not accept them. But the Democrat and another Democrat in Colorado, Secretary of State, issues emergency rules prohibiting audits in Colorado. Why?
Well,
why?
Why
is everybody so worried about all this? The truth is coming out. And then there's other stuff going on. A Chicago mayor declared that racism is a public health.
Oh, I saw that.
And then another one to make you mad is the One Nation Under Allah. Pledge of Allegiance at Fairfax
too.
County
Did
High School in Virginia.
Did you listen to her speech as well?
Oh, it was terrible speech. It was,
you would think it was not
Marxist
in this country. Yeah.
Jihad. I mean, it was like, this is America? No, it's not. But hey, there's good things going out there. The Iowa governor has increased riot protections for the police. 29 Utah sheriffs pledged to protect the Second Amendment. There's lots of good things out there, so don't let us get you down with the bad things. Follow us on MeWe. Get us up to 20 people.
Hey, and sign up on Con Action Network.
Con Action Network.
I'll be emailing all the people who sign up very soon.
Con, C-O-N?
Yeah, it stands for Constitution Action Network.
Okay.
And you pick your state.
Great.
And we'll hook you up. Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, folks, enjoy the weather. Happy Father's Day. And honey, it's time to come home.